All right, welcome back into the Brandon Lowe Show, 1300-1340 The Jock, 304-721-9789. That's 721-9789 to get a hold of me here in studio. You can stream the show over at WJYPAM.com. We do this Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon. And on the line, I'm being joined by Spring Valley head football coach, Brad Dingus. Coach, welcome back to the Brandon Lowe Show.
I appreciate you having me.
Well, big-time win over Bridgeport, which is, you know, you guys are no stranger to big-time victories. You knocked off Martinsburg earlier in the year, ending a 57-game win streak there. You're in Bridgeport's 14-game win streak, 35-10. Another travel for you, too, as well as coach. But it seems like traveling is your thing. I know you were talking about the last time you traveled, your back was giving you issues. Here you are traveling out to Bridgeport, and you guys get a big-time victory.
Yeah, we I think my back hurt more on this one because we took school buses this one. We're broke. We've been on the road too much. So, but it was good. It was good to go play. I mean, there for a while we didn't have back-to-back weeks where we played, and we were able, fortunate enough, the maps worked out, and we were able to find some opponents and play 3 weeks in a row. And I think you could tell. I mean, that 3 week stretch, you know, we looked really bad at Fairmont Senior and. Just playing, and that's the only way you can get better is play. You know, the kids kind of took that loss pretty personal, and we were able to, you know, have some really good weeks of practice, and it showed. I thought we really took some strides and got better in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, when Ryan and I talked to you on our podcast, that was the big thing you talked about was, and I think a lot of coaches have that going on right now, is trying to get teams scheduled with the color code map. But you and your program have definitely had some issues trying to get some teams to come play you, and then you've been traveling. But for you as a coach to see your players respond the way they are, especially with some of those delays or trying to figure out who you're going to play and keeping them motivated and for them to stay motivated has to be pretty big for you from a coaching perspective.
Yeah, you know, the kids want to play. They've worked all off season, and they work hard in practice, and they just want to play, and they deserve an opportunity. And what the crazy thing is that we, you know, with our schedule this year, the way it's been, you know, we're out of the five games we played this year, this is the first time. I mean, this is my 13th year as a head coach, and I've never played any of the five teams we've played in a regular season before. And the only time we've ever played Martinsburg, obviously, was in the postseason. But the other four, I've never played as a head coach. So it's a crazy, crazy year. We've only played one Mountain State Athletic Conference game. It's odd. It's odd. You normally have your normal teams and your rivalries that you got, and you come out and prepare for it. We're not getting that this year. So it's a little different, but, you know, the kids are excited to play. Unfortunately, we're orange this week, so we're not able to play this week. So, you know, we're going to do what we can to try to get better as a team and hopefully, you know, look at Hurricane, who we got next week. Hopefully the maps work out and we can play that game.
Yeah, before we go into the logistics of this win over Bridgeport, you bring up the collar code situation. Talk to Coach Thomas up in Musselman, who has been very vocal about it. Obviously, Zach Davis here in the area. All the coaches have been very vocal about the collar code map. But when the SSAC handed down that, of course, you'd have to play the four games to be eligible for the playoffs. But now they're saying if you're red and orange, you're not going to play. I didn't say necessarily what would happen if you're in the postseason and you're getting ready to play and you're in red and orange. I guess you would just have to forfeit. What is your thoughts on how the SSAC has put that forth as far as the color code situation affecting postseason play?
Obviously they're in a tough position, and I think Murray Dolan's done a great job with dealing with the mess that he's been dealt with and all that stuff. But, you know, it can get frustrating, you know, because as a team and as a school, we've not, you know, knock on wood, we've not had any outbreaks or any issues whatsoever with us. And we've gone through the whole thing, and, you know, doing it by whole county can be frustrating sometimes. Some outbreaks and some different things in different parts of our county can shut us down when we're not having any problems. And I know that's like that in every other county in the state when that happens. And it's hard to go in the locker room and face these kids and you know, to see their face telling them they can't play this week when they've done everything we've asked them for, asked them to do, and gone through all the precautions that we're supposed to do, and we've had no issues. Our school's doing a great job. Our administration's doing a great job of doing exactly what we're supposed to do, and we're not able to go to school, and we're not able to play sports. And, you know, that's frustrating. But, you know, hopefully things will work out. I think the SSAC is doing the best they can with what they're dealt with to try to, you know, get these kids out there and compete. And but, I mean, if you look at the map right now, the playoffs started this week. You've got some really good football teams in AAA that wouldn't be in the playoffs this week. So hopefully there's some different measures they can take and get this thing worked out.
Join us here on the Brandon Lowe Show. I got Brad Dingus, head football coach for the Spring Valley Timberwolves, coming off a really big win over Bridgeport, 35-10 this past Friday. The Timberwolves, your defense held Bridgeport to lowest point total since the loss to Fairmont Senior, 14-10 back in 2017. That jumps out to me, just obviously from a historic perspective where it's 2017, but Bridgeport, you look at that from an impressive standpoint of Bridgeport and what they've been able to do as a program. But then here you are, you come in, you talked about these teams or your guys being motivated to come in on the road like that and play that type of defense is just outstanding.
Yeah, our defensive coordinator, Frank Arthur, he did an unbelievable job of getting them schemed up. But the big thing we noticed with our kids that we were excited to play, against a top-notch program, historically, what they've been able to do. You know, we appreciate the kids. This was the second defending state champion we were playing this year on our schedule. There's not too many people that's done that. And, you know, you can't take for granted every week you get to play now. And that was a big statement for us to be able to go on the road. And the last time we were up in that area, we come up and we didn't play well. We played a team that in Fairmont, Senior that was really excited to play. They executed. They got some great football players, and you know, they outplayed us that night. And you know, our kids took it upon themselves to make sure that didn't happen again. And you know, our defense come out. They played well. I thought we tackled better in space, and we played a really physical football team in Bridgeport. So we had to match that physicality, and I thought our kids did. And you know, they played really well that night.
You talked about also controlling the line of scrimmage. The big uglies up front don't get a lot of credit, do they, Coach? We talk so much about, you know, the quarter, or the wide receivers, running backs, quarterback play. We talk about the skill positions when we're talking about offense. We also talk about, you know, the corners covered well, the linebackers, but the fronts of both sides, if they don't ever get enough credit there up front, and that's the. We always talk about some of the cliches of football, but that's definitely one of them. You control that line of scrimmage, you're able to get the running game going. Same on the other side, if you're able to get pressure up front, that can definitely do some wonders for both sides of football.
Yeah, that's our keys to victory is being able to win up front on the line of scrimmage and making the game kind of ugly as possible. And you know, we've got a great crew that plays on both sides of the ball up front. And, you know, that's what they did. They made it ugly Friday night. They tried to make it as physical as possible. And, you know, our size helps a lot. We've got some really good football players up front. And it just opens everything up. When you can control the clock, you can control the tempo of the game, and you can move the chains and run the football. And I thought we did a good job of throwing the football. We're not a team that can really get in the spread and pick people apart like some other teams. We have to set up our passing game through some play action stuff, and we were able to do that. But it all starts up front. We were able to control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
So the plan is to play Hurricane next week. Hopefully everything kind of stays that way, and hopefully that happens. Hurricane, just watching them, of course, familiar with Coach Taylor and what he does. Preparations are everything there. He does a good job of whoever he's playing. He can kind of chameleon himself to hang in some of those games, some of those weaknesses that maybe a week prior he can fix that following week. He's very good at that. The quarterback they have, the young quarterback they have, the offense they're presenting has definitely been a challenge for defenses. So let's just say you are playing Hurricane. Kind of tell me what those challenges are proposed as far as to your team from Hurricane.
First off, I mean, you kind of look at the stretch we've been on the last 5 years, and the team that's given us more problems probably than anybody has been hurting. You know, in 2017, they really whipped us up there. You know, they put up over 40 points on us there. So, you know, Coach Taylor does a great job. He's going to have his kids ready. And, you know, they're with the spot they're in you know, that stretch where they had to play Midland and Musselman back-to-back, you know, their backs are going to be against the wall as far as come playoff seeding that one. So that is a huge game when it comes to playoff seeding. And, you know, that's a rival game for us. I mean, they're close to us. They're in our conference. And, you know, if you look back at teams that's given us a little bit of problems, too, in the past, it's been mobile quarterbacks that kind of dual-threat guys that can do some things, and they definitely got that. And, you know, it creates some matchup problems. And, you know, we will definitely have to play well. We've got to go on the road again up there. You know, it's going to be a really tough matchup.
Coach, hope you get to play that game against Hurricane. Good luck the rest of the way. Always appreciate your time and talking to you. Again, congrats on another big win over Bridgeport. And hopefully this whole color code thing can work out and we can play some postseason football and all that good stuff.
All righty, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thanks.